Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The murder charges against a former Framingham compounding pharmacist are now in the hands of a jury in Boston. Glenn Chin is charged with 25 counts of second-degree murder under federal racketeering laws. The case stems from a national outbreak of fungal meningitis 5 years ago. 76 people died and about 700 were made sick, some of them chronically ill. Closing arguments came in the trial today. WBUR's David Boeri joins us from the federal courthouse in Boston now with more. And why don't we start, David, with the prosecution's closing argument. What was the crux of what the prosecutor told the jury about Glenn Chin's role in all of this?
That he murdered people. Not with a gun, not with a knife, as prosecutor Amanda Strachan put it, but that he murdered them by the way he ran the laboratory at the New England Compounding Center in Framingham, where he was the supervisory pharmacist. And it was called the clean room, but the prosecution has described NECC as a fungal zoo, just this filthy operation where Chin has been accused of ignoring evidence of contamination and engaging in mislabeling, falsifying labels, ordering no action when tests indicated the drugs weren't clean. He was also the one who made the methylprednisolone acetate. That's the steroid injection that doctors and pain clinics and hospitals administered into people's spines. And back in the summer of 2012, NECC sent out 17,000 vials of contaminated methylpred, and Chin certified the drugs were sterile, in some cases, even before the vials were actually tested for sterility. And the prosecution said that Glenn Chin was part of a massive and deadly fraud.
What's the defense saying?
Several lines of defense, Lisa. First, that the government cannot show how the drugs were contaminated. And if it can't show how they were contaminated, it can't show that Chin was the cause of the contamination, and thereby they failed to meet the standard of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. They also argue Chin didn't know that he was acting recklessly. And then there's Barry Cadden. He's the president of the company, the part owner, the center of the fraud. He's in prison for 9 years now. He made millions, and the accounts of his greed, the cost-cutting, the push to maximize profits over safety are legion. And Chin's lawyers present him as incompetent and ill-trained for what he was doing and unaware of matters dealing with sterility, and they blame it on Cadden. They've suggested the only reason Chin got his job was that Cadden, who trained him, that Cadden knew that Chin would follow orders.
Okay, so Cadden, according to the defense, is the one to blame. This is Barry Cadden, who, as you said, was head pharmacist, co-owner of the compounding center. He was convicted of racketeering and mail fraud in March, but found not guilty of the same second-degree murder charges that Chin faces now. You discovered, David, later on that there was a problem with the jury's verdicts in finding him not guilty of the murders. This referred to the verdict forms. Remind us what that entailed.
Yeah, Lisa, this was just absolutely extraordinary. The judge in that case, Richard Stearns, and in this case, he accepted verdicts of not guilty from the jurors, even though the jurors indicated on the verdict form, and they later indicated to me that they were not unanimous. They're required to be unanimous by federal rules. So if they're not unanimous, they haven't returned a verdict. But in fact, the evidence was in front of the judge. The jurors were divided, and they were leaning strongly to convict Cadden on the murder counts. But instead of informing the attorneys beforehand or inquiring of the jurors themselves whether they were unanimous, Judge Stearns dismissed them, and he accepted the not guilty verdict for Cadden, which has outraged a number of people.
So what bearing, if any, does that have on this case?
Well, it will seem striking if Chin is convicted of the murders when Cadden wasn't, if he is. But this case now is all about the murders, not the other charges, but the murders, because they can send Chin to prison for life. And on the one hand, Cadden ran the whole operation from A to Z, and he was at the center of the fraud. Chin was actually there when the drugs were being made, so that's influence against him. And Cadden made millions. Chin, on the other hand, was on salary, so he has no motive for his alleged conduct. That might help him. But what it comes down to is this definition of second-degree murder. First-degree murder requires intent to kill. Second-degree murder involves the intention to engage in conduct so reckless that there's a high likelihood that will lead to death, so as to constitute what's called wanton and willful disregard for life. Those are the fine points over which the jurors may well be deliberating Chin's future.
WBUR's David Boeri covering the trial of Glenn Chin at Federal Courthouse in Boston. David, thank you.
You're welcome.